Very much. Pleasure to present you today, class number 19. I want to talk about the third part in the fourth book, chapter 101 to 106. As you will see later, chapter 107, which is just the beginning of the fifth book, is strongly connected, so I cannot disconnect between 106 and 107. However, the end of book number four is at chapter 106. I want to focus today on Mizmor 102, which is a not very well-known Mizmor, not part of the Sidur of any Shir Shel Yom. I want to show how it is strongly connected to the experience and the history of the destruction and to the recovery after the exile and to rebuild Eretz Yisrael. It is strongly connected to Eicha, which is the eulogy of the destruction. And we see that Tehillim gives a different flavor, a different atmosphere of hope. And I would like to discuss the different connections of Sefer Tehillim within the Bible. It is tomorrow, the International Day, Holocaust Remembrance Day. And I think there is no better Mizmor than Mizmor 102. To talk on one hand about the disaster, the tragedy of the destruction. It's also just before Tu Bishvat, rebuilding Eretz Yisrael and the flourish of the agriculture in Eretz Yisrael. So we have these two motifs in our day, in our calendar now, and they come together in the most meaningful way in chapter 102. I want to show this transition, these mixed feelings of destruction and the revival return to Zion on how they come together and how they are combined in the most masterful way. Both if we look at the text, if we look at of 102, if we look at the context in the Bible of Tehillim, and if we look at the many very, very interesting connections to other books, it's an outstanding masterpiece how chapter 102 manage that. So that is the basis, and we will look at the end of the fourth book. I want to take as an introductory note the question of intertextuality. And of course, we discussed it many times, but here we have an opportunity to think, what are the three books of the Tanakh? Torah, Nevi'im, Ketuvim. It's the beginning of the world, creation of the world, Egypt, the Torah in the desert over 40 years, till they came to Eretz Yisrael, not including. And when they came, the Nevi'im, to Eretz Yisrael, we have the earlier Nevi'im and the late Nevi'im, and we should address Yeshayahu, Jeremiah, Yechezkel, and see how strongly they are connected. We spoke about that many times, but I want to share with you this introduction for chapter 102. In the Ketuvim, we have again historical reports on the first temple period, like Ruth and Divrei HaYamim, but we have a lot about the second temple period, Ezra and Nehemiah, as we will see here. It's the beauty of the intertextuality that all these pieces are brought together. How to interpret that is a big, big challenge, not only to find the analogies, but how to explain them. And it's a one step to find these analogies. It's not a less important step to explain them in an interesting, meaningful way. I will try to do so. And of course, here come a lot of questions raised, come up. What are the rules of intertextuality? So statistically, of course, the less a word is used in the Bible, and it appears only in two places, it makes sense that there is a connection. If we have a whole sentence, it makes sense that one source is quoting the other. To define these rules is a very, very special task. We have today special search systems, how to find these analogies. They are very helpful. They will not answer what's the meaning of them. For the meaning, for the understanding of their contribution, how to understand the Bible, they will not help. We have to think about it. And I want to show you now a few examples. This summary, which we discussed along the fourth book, was lecture 16 on 90 and 92. And we spoke last time about the six Mizmorim, which we say for Kabbalat Shabbat, and 95-100. Today we talk about 102 specifically, and next time we will talk about 105-107. Without going into details, because it's impossible to read it, you will see that 105, 106, and 107 have a similar size of 45 psukim, plus minus, and they are strongly connected thematically. They have the same theme and a different approach. We will have for next year a big handout, an A3 format, which you are invited to print out on two sheets, A4, and put them both together, and that will be hopefully helpful to understand next week's shiur, the thesis of 105, the antithesis of 106, and the synthesis in 107. That's for next week. They are at the end of the fourth book. I want to tell you today the story of the third part, the return of King David in 101. Am Yisrael is coming back from the exile, the thanksgiving of King David, and thinking about nature and history, and life starts from the beginning. These are the topics of chapter of these seven chapters. And here I would like to explain that to you in more details. I put in the right upper corner a book. I want to tell you the book, the story of the book. Lesaper et hasipur shel hasefer. And that has a very, very special meaning. We saw last week that in chapter 100, all nations are invited to join Am Yisrael in the temple. And that is a highlight of this development of the international invitation to all the nations to join Am Yisrael. Now in chapter 101, we have again a title, Le David. And in Le David, it says, I want to show you in the keywords how there is a story. And that needs a lot of reading. I will do that very, very quickly. 101 and 103 have in the title Le David, Mizmor, Chesed u'mishpat ashir alecha Adonai azamecha. I will think about Chesed, charity, and about justice. And King David talks about his palace, his team, and the kingdom comes back very, very quietly, very modestly, but very in a very meaningful and valuable way. He thinks about his team, and together they will make sure there are no evildoers in his world. It's interesting that these psukim appear very similar in chapter 89, which described the destruction to the worst. So wherever that stopped, we continue here. There it says, Chasdei Hashem Olam Ashira, Ledor Vador. And here it says, Le David, Mizmor, Chesed u'mishpat Ashira. Where that started and failed, he starts from the beginning. We have the term Ashira and Azamera, I will sing, and with music. We have that twice, two more times in chapters which come later. It's like a beginning here. He starts a new music. But look at here, chapter 102 is not dedicated to King David, but chapter 103 is. So what happened in chapter 102, which is in between? And here, this method of contextuality shows something, in my opinion, very, very meaningful. The wording, without going now what it means exactly, we will read it later. Tfilah le'ani al taster panecha mimeni b'yom tzarli. Hate elai oznecha b'yom ikra maher aneni is quoting chapter 69 and 86. Whatever this person prays here, without quoting King David, is exactly quoting King David in previous chapters. What is that telling us? That the author of chapter 102, who is between Le David and Le David in chapter 101 and 103, is actually a representative like King David in the past, but now he prays as a man from the a common man from the street who comes back from the exile, but he is totally expired without having the title of King David by King David in the past. That's a very special insight, which I think the contextual approach shows. And he comes back, he is broken, but he finds his strength to come back. In chapter 103, he is happy. and he praises and blesses Hashem from his soul and encourage afterwards others to bless Hashem. Barchi Nafshi is at the beginning of chapter 103 and at the end. And at the beginning of chapter 104 is Barchi Nafshi et Adonai, and at the end is the same. Barchi Nafshi et Adonai, hallelujah. Chapter 104 adds on something. And after he describes in chapter 104 the nature, he talks about in chapter 105 and 106 about the history of Am Yisrael, and he talks about Hodu L'Hashem at the end, hallelujah. And chapter 106, he begins with hallelujah, has the full formula of Hodu L'Hashem Ki Tov Ki L'Olam Chasdo, and he says at the end of the chapter of book 4, Baruch Hashem, and stops with hallelujah. So you see here a very clear, I'm talking now only formalities, a clear increase of King David's inspiration. Le David, 101, 103. Le David in 102 is missing, but he is there. And Le David, he says, bless my soul, and others should bless. And again, and others should say hallelujah, and others should say hodu, and others should say hallelujah, and hodu l'Hashem kitov. It gets very loud. King David turned everybody on with the word Ibarchi, Baruchu, hallelujah, hodu, hodu l'Hashem kitov, and hallelujah, and more hallelujah, and more hallelujah. That is what happens along these chapters. King David comes back very quietly. He gets louder, stronger, and he involves everybody in his surrounding. That's the beauty if you read them all together. In chapter 107, continues the Hodu L'Hashem Kitov Ki L'Olam Chasdo, and we hear many people, we will talk about chapter 107 at length, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, and everybody says, Yodu L'Hashem Chasdo V'Nifla'otav L'Bnei Adam. So like it's a contamination, everybody follows him. King David started like that, he is back. And now everybody follows and sings with him. It reminds me very much what we say in our daily Sidur, and I think we have here one of the oldest and most accurate insights in the structure of the tefillah. Shacharit and Ma'ariv start with Baruch et Hashem HaMevorach, and they continue with Baruch Hashem HaMevorach Le'olam Va'ed. That's exactly what we have in chapter 103 when King David is back. He says, Baruch Nafshi et Hashem. And afterwards, when he blesses himself, his own soul, please bless Hashem, he says, oh, all others, Baruchu Hashem, like Baruchu et Hashem. And at the end, when everybody is motivated and contaminated and activated to sing with him, everybody answers him, Baruch Hashem HaMevorach L'Olam Va'ed. That is what the end of chapter 106, at the end of the fourth book, says, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min haolam ve'ad haolam ve'amar kol ha'am. Everybody joins him now, and everybody says with him together, hallelujah. So I hope I was successful to show you this flow, and along this flow, you see the Hallel and Hoda'ah. This overview is important to understand the nature of 106 to 101 to 106. Now I wanted to show you a few details on the connection between 104, describing nature, and 105, describing the history of the Jewish people and the return to Zion. At the glance, they're not connected at all. One is biology or nature, and the other one is history and Jewish people. How are they connected? It doesn't look like. But I want to show you how powerful the flow is, how powerful the flow is between 106 and 107, and all the terms hallelujah and hodu, which you see here as a motif, which is getting stronger and stronger. And in the fifth book, everybody is singing hodu and hallelujah. Now we were building up this atmosphere. So here we have chapter 105 and chapter 104 and 105. End of 104 and beginning of 105. It seems that they are not connected at all, because one is from the topic, chapter 104, this is a wonderful song about God's nature. And everybody in the nature is just a wonderful creation. And at the end, he says, I will sing Hashem all my life, and I hope Hashem enjoys my song, and I'm happy with him, There should be no evildoers, yitamu hatayim min ha'aretz urshaim od einam. No bad people should be in the world. They're talking about tikkun ha'olam. And he finishes with Barchi nafshi et Hashem. But here and only here, he says the first time in the Bible, hallelujah, hallelujah. The first time. Why? Because the nature is revealed. We look again at the nature and we enjoy the nature and we want to make the world a better place to live in. And we say at the end, hallelujah. The next chapter talks, call out the name of Hashem in all the nations, all over the world. Sing him and tell the story about the Jewish people. They will come back. How is that related? So thematically, totally different topic. But now look at the miracle of the contextual interpretation. One word is the same, Ashira Shiru, Azamra Zamru, Sichi Sichu, Esmach Yismach. And translated, you have the translation here. Four words are brought in the same, exactly the same order at the end of 104 and at the beginning of 105. So what's the meaning? First of all, there must be a meaning. That's not by accident. And that is so powerful. That's the contribution of the contextual interpretation. We didn't talk about 104, nor did we talk about 105 in much detail. But we see they want to be read together. In a flow, in a context. Because if at the end of the impression from the world, we recognize, we look at the creation and we are part of his creatures, and we want to praise the creator, we are motivated to do so. Not we, I am motivated. Ashira, azamra, sichi, esmach. In 105, we go out and the word should be spread all over the world. Not Ashira, Shiru, not Azamra, I will sing. You should all sing, all the nations all over the world. Sichu, you should speak about it. You should all rejoice. You should all rejoice it. Yismach lev mevakshei Hashem. What's the meaning? And that's what we find, this contextuality. It's obvious that there is an intention by the text, by such a clear connection. Even without my colors, you see it's connected. The meaning is very simple. In Yeshayahu 65, it says, at the time of the Geula, there will be like a new world, a brand new world, a brave new world will be. And the world starts from the beginning because Am Yisrael is coming back to Zion. It's a new situation. It's a new status. So that is a beautiful insight, how you put 104 and 105 together. 107, at the beginning of the fifth book, is clearly connected to the end of 106, at the end of the fourth book. It says there, Hoshienu Adonai Eloheinu v'kapitzenu min ha'goyim, please Hashem, save us and gather us in from all of the nations, so we might thank you, lehodot and betehilatecha, and glory in your praise. Praise is tehilah, tehilim. And we praise Hashem, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael. And everybody says, Ve'amar kol ha'am, amen, hallelujah. We mentioned many times that at the end of the fourth book, we don't have the classical doxology, Ve'amar kol ha'am, amen, ve'amen. Now the entire nation, kol ha'am, says, hallelujah. The party begins, hallelujah, tehillim. We start to praise. That did not happen in the previous text because King David encouraged us, come back and say hallelujah. If we finish the fourth book, we start right away the fifth book, and it begins with, you said here, Lehodot Lashem Kochecha, that's the first word of the fifth book. And you said, B'tehilatecha, it comes later, we pray you should gather us in, and now we thank Hashem, U'me'aratzot kibdam, mi'mizrach u'mi'marach, mi'tzafon u'miyam. That's the mizmor which we say today, Yom Atzmaut, we just said in the Edot HaMizrach for Pesach, but in the story of Sefer Tehilim, it's the beginning, Am Yisrael is back. That is what we were praying for along the fourth book, the book of restoration, of recovery, of gaining again the belief system and coming back, praying to come back to Eretz Yisrael. 107, here we are, we thank Hashem, you did it. You gathered us back from back to Eretz Yisrael, from east and west, from north and the sea. So that is a very clear connection by the word Kapseinu, which appears in the entire book only four times. The contextuality here is obvious. So let's take now a look at the flow of the fourth book and discussing the transition to the fifth book. I showed you before that the word Hallel v'Hoda'ah and King David comes back is very, very a typical feature. In the first two chapbooks, we have King David here in blue, and he is at the end of his life, Kalut Filot David Ben Yishai, in 72. And now he comes back one time in 86, again in 101 and 103, twice, three times, four times, two times, four, eight times. And here we have a transition to Hallelujah. The white and blue is Hallel v'Hoda'ah. And if you look at that, you will see an ongoing crescendo. It gets louder and louder because not only King David says it at the end of chapter of the fourth book. In the fifth book, everybody is part of the Hallel and Hoda'ah. And we have three units. We will discuss them in much detail in Yetzer Hashem when we get there. We have a Hallel HaMitzri, 113 to 118. We have the big Hallel, 135, 136. And we have the final Hallel, Psukei Dezimra, 145, 250. We have a strategy of building up the Hallel from Egypt, Hallel HaMitzri, Hallel HaGadol, Psukei Dezimra. A very powerful orchestra sings Hallel at the end of Sefer Tehillim. And if you take at that a little closer look, you will see that that goes together with the word Hallelujah and with the word Hodu LaShem Ki Tov. And I want to enlarge this section here and to show that to you here. We will see it later, but I want to share you just the structure. Hallelujah appears four times here and Hodu LaShem Ki Tov two times. In Hallel, the Egyptian Hallel, Hallelujah seven times, Hodu LaShem Ki Tov twice, and Ki Lo'olam Chasdo on its own four times. Hallelujah here in the two chapters twice, Hodu LaShem Ki Tov only once, but Ki Lo'olam Chasdo 26 times. And at the very end, we have 10 times Tehillah LeDavid and Hallelujah at the beginning and end of each chapter. Very, very interesting. If we look at these macro structural comparisons, only one mizmor in the entire book has the title Tehillah and LeDavid, because 145 Tehillah LeDavid is a combination. We finish his role of LeDavid, who motivates the entire world to say Hallelujah. And that is what we see here. We should address this topic when we get there later on. So that is the crescendo along the fifth book. And it begins in the fourth book. If that is the story of Hodu LaShem Ki Tov and Hallel within Tehillim, which is a very clear push that at the end it gets louder and stronger and more powerful with more people involved, let's take now a look. How does Hallel and Hoda'ah appear outside of Sefer Tehillim? I know our course is only Tehillim, but we understand Tehillim, as I said in your introductory note, if we know what is the background, what's the history of Hodu and Hallelu and Hodu LaShem Ki Tov. And here we see that Sefer Tehillim is making an outstanding trick. The word Hallelu, Hashem, appears only in Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu, at the end of the first temple period, says there will be a time in the future when Am Yisrael will get back and they will praise Hashem. They will say Hallelu. That's exactly what Sefer Tehillim does. Sefer Tehillim fulfills by the Hallelujah, what Yirmiyahu said, and you will see how strongly Yirmiyahu dictated, prepared Sefer Tehillim. We continue the tradition from the first temple period, and despite the exile of 70 years, we continue to say Hallelujah, Hallelujah, when we get back to Eretz Yisrael. Because Hallel and Hoda'ah is not only a theme within the book, It is the structure which connects in the Bible the time before the destruction of the first temple to the second temple period, as we see here with the words of Hodu. According to Divrei Hayamim, it was King David who said, Hodu l'Hashem ki tov ki l'olam chasdo. King David himself, historically, said that when he brought the Aron, the Ark, to Yerushalayim. He didn't build the temple. Shlomo said it when he built the temple. V'shavu elecha v'hodu et shmecha. V'hodu et shmecha. And he said, v'hodot l'Hashem ki tov ki l'olam chasdo. And he used the music, the instruments of David HaMelech, l'hodot l'Hashem ki tov. And so did the king Jehoshaphat in the first temple period. Very beautifully, he said that when he went to war. He said, Hodu l'Hashem ki l'olam chasdo. Why didn't he say, Hodu l'Hashem ki tov, thank Hashem, because he is good and his love is ever? Why didn't he say, Hodu l'Hashem ki tov? He deleted that. Chazal say, Masechet Sanhedrin, if you go to war, it's never good. You need his help. A war is never, ever good. Therefore, he skipped the words, Hodu l'Hashem ki tov. So that is the first temple period outside of the Tanakh. Yeshayahu says, Hodu l'Hashem ki ruvishmo, exactly the wording of 105. And Yirmiyahu says, we will come back in the future to Eretz Yisrael. Similar words we sing at the wedding. Kol sason v'kol simcha, kol hatan v'kol kala. Kol omrim hodu et Adonai tzvaot ki tov. Adonai ki leolam chazdo mevim toda beit Adonai ki yashiv et shvut haaretz v'rishonam, amar Hashem. When you will come back in the second temple period, says Yeshayahu at the beginning of the first temple period, just before the destruction, he says, yes, you will come back and you will say, Hodu l'Hashem ki tov ki leolam chazdo. So I hope I was successful to show you that within the book of Sefer Tehillim, Hodu l'Hashem ki tov and Hallelujah are the hope at the end of the book. We fulfill now a big, big vision. Outside Sefer Tehillim, we see exactly the same. It starts with King David, who said it first. Shlomo said it, another famous king. Jehoshaphat said it, Yeshayahu, Yirmiyahu. And most importantly in the Bible, in Ezra, Zerubbabel said, when he rebuilt the Beit HaMikdash, he says, they continue to song the song of King David. What is his song? Hallel uvehodot l'Hashem itov ki leolam chazdo. And now they build the Mikdash. So these words are very specific, specifically connected to King David. When they built the temple, David and Shlomo and another king, Yeshayahu Yirmiyahu spoke about it, and when Yirmiyahu spoke about the return, that is what they will sing, and indeed Ezra did it. So these words are very diagnostic for the idea. King David built the temple, planned the building of the temple, and Shlomo did it. Despite the destruction, they will sing it, says Yirmiyahu, and they will continue to sing it indeed at the time of Ezra. That's exactly what the role of these terms in within the book of Tehillim. I hope this point is clear, which is to me a fascinating insight to understand Tehillim inside as a narrative and this wonderful place outside. That was a little bit of broader introduction to the third part of the fourth book. Now I would like to discuss with you chapter 102, which is not an easy chapter. Both, it's not the shortest one, and there is a mixture. There are indeed mixed messages or mixed feelings. I want to say it's not the text which has contradiction. It is the human being, the personality, who shares at the same time a feeling of the dirge, the pain, the trouble from the enemies. And one feels that his life is worthless. From Pasuk 1 to 12. And afterwards, there is a wonderful vision, the rebuilding of Zion. God's servants and all the nations will come and worship Hashem in Sion. And at the end, there is again the man's mortality in face of God's eternity. But the sons of your servants, they will dwell safely forever.
What is this structure? This a roller coaster, up and down. I'm painful from my experience in the past, in the exile. I'm enthusiastic about the future, and at the end, I'm again. I feel my mortality. What's going on in this mizmor? So let's read it and try to find the deep understanding. There will be no contradiction in the text. It's a reality of our life and of human existence. Tfilah le'ani ki yatov v'lifnei Adonai yishpoch sicho. Adonai shimma'a tefilati v'shavati elecha tavo. Al taster panecha mimeni b'yom tzar li hate elai oznecha. B'yom ekra maher aneni. Ki chalu v'ashan yamai v'atzmotai kemoned nicharu. Hukach ha'esef v'yivash libi. Ki shachachti me'achol lachmi. Mikol anchati dafka atzmi lifsari. דמיתי לקעת מדבר, הייתי כחוס חרבות. שקדתי ואהיה כציפור בודד על גג. כל היום חרפוני אויביי, מהוללי בי נשבעו. אני כי איפר כלחם אכלתי, ושיקוביי בבכי מסכתי, מפני זעמך וקצפך, כי נשאתני, נשאתני ותשליחני. Yamai ketzel natui vani ke'esef ivash. Ve'ata Adonai lo'olam teshev v'zichrecha ledor vador. Ata takum tarachem tzion ki eit lechen nana ki vamoed. Ki ratzu avadecha et avanea. Ve'et afara yechoneinu. Ve'yiru goyim et shem Adonai v'chol malchei haaretz et kvodecha. Ki vana Adonai tzion nira'a b'chvodo. פנה אל תפילת הערער ולא בזה את תפילתם. תיכתב זאת לדור אחרון, ועם נברא יהלל יה. כי השקיף ממרום קודשו אדוני משמיים ארץ יבית, לשמוע ענקת אסיר, לפתח בני תמותה. לספר בציון שם אדוני ותהילתו בירושלים, בהיקבץ עמים יחדיו, וממלכות לעבוד את אדוני, אינה בדרך כוחי, קיצר ימי, אומר אלי, אל תעלייני בחצי ימי, בדור דורים שנותיך, לפנים הארץ יסדת, ומעשה ידיך שמי, הימה יובדו ואתה תעמות, וכולם כבגד יבלו, כלבוש תחליפם ויחלופו, ואתה הוא ושנותיך לא איתנו, בני עבדיך ישקונו, וזרעם לפניך יקום. So we see here an up and down in the feeling. It's a real roller coaster. How much pain in the first part? How much scars? How much frustration, depression? No energy, no hope. You lost me, you forgot me. And the second part, how much enthusiasm, how much vision of Zion, beautiful vision of Zionism, both for Am Yisrael and the entire world. Please pay attention that all the nations will come. Verse 23, Umamlachot la'avodet Hashem. The people gather together and kingdoms come to serve the Lord. You remember we had a vote in 100, chapter 100. Whether all the nations come or it's only for Am Yisrael. Chapter 102, just two chapters later, says very clearly, all nations will come to Zion. That's the big vision. And at the end again, I suffer from mortality, but my children will continue, the servants will continue. So let's try to understand by the repetitions in this mizmor. We talk about textuality. Let's try to understand what's going on here. And they are beautiful. If we just look at the words which begin along the mizmor, it is a prayer of the poor man who prays to Hashem. Tfilah le'ani, listen, my tfilah. And at the end, he says twice, tfilah. You listen to my tfilah, and you listen to the prayer of the arar. We should take a look at this word soon. Velo vaza tfilatam. You did not reject Prayer was meaningful. Prayer connected our past and our frustration and our pain to the hope and the future. The prayer connects the first to the second piece. I'm dried out like grass, is my heart like dry grass. That is true in the first part, but later on, Ve'ata Hashem le'olam, ata takum terachem tzion, ve'atahu ushnotecha lo yutamu. Regardless that I die, my mortality, never mind. But you are eternal. And if I'm part of you, my mortality is not as painful because I'm part of you. And whenever I know I'm part of you, my mortality is resolved because I continue to live with my emunah in your eternity. That is a very, very meaningful psychological, religious, or philosophical approach. If I understand that I'm part of a big, big history and I'm just a member, so regardless that I indeed will die, but my days are not that limited because they are part of your eternity. And that's actually a very important keyword. Kichalu ve'asham yamai. My days are short. They are like a fog, like a smoke. Yamai ketzel natui, like a shadow. And my days are shortened. But at the end it says, no, despite that my days are short in Pasuk 25, but your work for generation forever, and your years go along with generation. Let's take a look at the word generation. Zichrecha ledor vador, 13. If I continue to tell your story for my next generation, tikatev zot ledor acharon, 19, that will build bedor dorim shnotecha, for all future generations, your years. So I can play a role in my limited generation, in my limited lifetime of only one generation, by telling the story in my dom to the next dom. I make your life midor dorim. That is a beautiful insight. Knowing that I will die, I know that the legacy that I learned from the past, and I will continue to the future in my generation, is part of the long story of Am Yisrael, Ledor Dorim. That's a very philosophical, existential message. We saw that Avadecha, we the servants of Hashem, we love your stones in Zion. Yes, there are ruins. There are broken stones of the temple. We love the stones and the dust because we are your servants. And other nations will come and serve you, worship you. And the sons, our sons, Bnei Avadecha, they will continue. It is both that we are the servants for ourselves and for our children, but we will also bring other nations to serve you. It's the same word, Eved, which is translated in different terms in English. I think that's the meaning, the powerful meaning of chapter 102. There is a contradiction in the text, but the contradiction is in our life. We live the pain of the past, a very deep pain of the destruction. But when we think about the future and we think about the rebuilding, we get hope, we experience Hashem, we say three times Ata, and we know that our children will be here and they will continue there. And our nation is recreated and should continue Lehalelia, together with all other nations who will come and say the Tehillah in Yerushalayim. I was hinting to Yahaleliyah 19 and Tehillah with all other nations 22. It's a process which starts and is very encouraging. So despite this thesis of 1 to 12 destruction, there is a hope of 13 to 23, hope. A vision of Zion, of Zionism. How could we bring that together? Yes, 24 to 29 says, yes, I remain very, my mortality is terrible. I have no energy. But I know that you live forever and I can be part of it. You can change, the world can change, and we will perish. But if we are part of you, yitachlifem v'yachlofu, you will stay forever. I stick to you. And by doing so, my children in Eretz Yisrael will continue your legacy forever. And by doing part of that for one generation, we experience eternity. A very, very meaningful, deep message of people who survived a lot of pain. If that is true, by analyzing the text, now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to show you a beautiful example how this understanding within the text, textuality, is perfectly supported in the most masterful way by comparing other texts from the Bible to these psukim. Ki hishkif mimrom kocho Adonai mishamayim el eretz habit. God watches from his holy place on the earth. And you listened to the enkat asir, and you made free those who die, that we can tell the story in Zion and your praise in Yerushalayim. Green is a red is text in the Bible. It's quoting literally the four words of enkat asir and bnei tmuta, those who were depressed. Those are exactly the terms in chapter 79. We read it carefully. Bau goyim benachalatecha. Everybody tries to kill us and our bodies are dead. Food for the birds and for the animals. But we continue to pray for you, said chapter 79. And we hope, Hashem, you should listen to our prayer because we are the prisoners in Katasil. And we pray to you. Hoter bnei tmuta, we will die, make us free. We remain your nation and we will praise you and thank you. Ledor vador, we will tell your praise. Exactly these four very specific words from the depth of the destruction are repeated now in chapter 102 when we come back. The past traumatic experience is transformed to a wonderful future experience. Thank you, God. You saw us. You listened to us. You brought us back. Our pain, which is so deep and takes us back to 79, you fulfilled your promise and you brought us back. I can talk about the scars. I can talk about the traumatic experience. And I can see it in a proportion now that we are back in Eretz Yisrael. We are Asir. Prisoners in the exile. We were mortality. We were in prison. But now we will continue. Not only we will sing it as a nation. All nations will do that when they come together to Eretz Yisrael. It's a universal approach. A masterpiece quoting 79 within 102. But furthermore, chapter 102, just the pasuk before, quotes the pasuk in Dvarim 26, where when we bring our fruits to Eretz Yisrael, we say, Hashkifa mimon kotshecha min hashamayim. God, we come to the temple. Watch, please, from your holy place, from heaven, and bless your nation. These are the words which 102 brings together. Can you imagine what you see now on the screen? Are two experiences, two philosophical or psychological ways how to live. One, the deep pain of 79, we survived the biggest pain, destruction. Now we come back, 102. But at the same time, the most beautiful hope that we come to the temple, Dvarim 26, and we integrate that in one pasuk. Somebody who can write so beautiful Mizmor 102, he knows to combine texts and he knows to combine a raison d'être of destruction and the raison d'être of coming back. That's a masterpiece. And let me tell you, it's a masterpiece not only in the text, in psychology, and I will elaborate it more. V'ata Adonai lo'olam teishev v'zichrecha ledor vador. You will dwell forever. And your memories for all the generations is a quotation of the end of Sefer of Megillat Eicha. Ata Adonai lo'olam teishev, kis'acha ledor vador. We know that the end of Tehillim, end of Eicha, Hashiveinu, we spoke about it previously in a previous shiur. Hashiveinu appears four times in the Bible. Once at the end of Eicha and three times in Mizmor 80. And look, they made a song out of it. Tehillim sings. The last line of Eicha has a little bit of hope. Hashiveinu Adonai Elecha. A little bit of hope. V'nashuva. Chapter 80 makes a song, a refrain. Elohim, hashiveinu v'ha'er panecha v'nivashea. Elohim tzvaot, hashiveinu v'ha'er panecha v'nivashea. Adonai Elohim tzvaot, hashiveinu ha'er panecha v'nivashea. Hashiveinu, the word of destruction, the last hope, is a song in Tehillim. Ata Hashem le'olam teishev, kisacha ledor vador. Your chair, your throne is forever. You can't say that if you come to the ruins, to the destroyed stones in Yerushalayim. You cannot say kisacha. So instead of kisacha, he says zichrecha, your memory. What is he doing by saying zichrecha? I had to put here another word. Zichrecha ledor vador is Moshe. Zichrecha ledor vador is quoting Moshe at the very beginning of his career in the desert at the Sne. Adonai shlachani elechem, ze shmi leolam veze zichri ledor vador. The mission of Moshe Rabbeinu is quoted here. When we come back, we are like Moshe at the very beginning of his mission. But please pay attention. Leolam teishev ledor vador is the prophecy of Yoel. It appears only in these two places, in these three places in the entire Bible. Leolam teshev, ledor vador. Yerushalayim and Yehuda will be resettled and rebuilt forever, for all generations, says Yoel. That is exactly what our Mizmor 102 says. We hope now to fulfill the prophecy of Yoel to come back. Leolam teshev v'zichrecha ledor vador is quoted when we come to 138, is quoted exactly the same way. We continue the hope, which starts here from a broken heart. We continue it here. And here, I think it touches my heart. I showed this picture many times. It's a picture of survivors of the Holocaust who come back to Eretz Yisrael in 1945, and they start. How deep is the pain of the destruction? How great is the vision of rebuilding? The same person, the same generation, the same Mizmor. Mizmor 102 puts that all very masterfully together. I want to show you now another few examples. I think there was no shortage of analogies that I presented to you. And I want to keep that short for those who want to read the text. The term, Cherfu Oyvecha, your enemies cursed us. That is a typical quotation in 102. All these four terms are quoting, including you made our days short, appear only in 89. 89, the deepest point of destruction, comes now back to life in 102. Whatever the bad memories were and the destruction, we called it the narrative exposure therapy as a treatment for the post-traumatic stress disorder. When we try to overcome the stress, to overcome the trauma, we talk about it and we try to integrate these terrible experiences from the past. We try to integrate them in the future when we hope to rebuild Eretz Yisrael and to be part of your vision. Ivdu et Hashem besimcha, 100, which we discussed and had a vote. Now we will see that all the nations come and all kingdoms will worship you. We invite all the nations to be part of it. It is our geula, and all the nations are invited to join us. It's not only for Am Yisrael. We have here some quotes from Yeshayahu. They are beautiful, but I will not elaborate them. They are wonderful and very specific. If at the end of chapter 102 it says, "Hema yovdu ve'atat amot," all the nations and heaven and earth might perish, but you will stay forever. but you will be, you will change. They will change like a clothes, a shirt, but you will stay forever. It's v'kulam kabeget yivlu. It's quoting Yeshayahu. We have to understand Yeshayahu very well to understand how 102 uses Yeshayahu. What you promised, I accept it. I pray it. And it's part of my religious experience to quote Yeshayahu. We saw that many times, and I will not repeat it. But here, Yirmiyahu, I cannot finish without quoting Yirmiyahu. In Yirmiyahu is chapter 17, which is very, very, very strongly influencing, dictating Sefer Tehillim. The word that tzaddik will be like a tree planted at the water, Vaya ke'etz shatul al mayim, is exactly chapter 1. Vaya ke'etz shatul al palgei mayim, ve'aleu lo yibol, and here we have aleu. Yirmiyahu says at the end of the first temple period, a tzaddik will be successful. And he will be successful, Baruch HaGever, Asher Yiftach Ba'Hashem, V'haya Hashem Miftacho. Chapter 40, we read it, Ashrei HaGever, Asher Yiftach, Asher Sam Adonai Miftacho. So chapter 17 in Yirmiyahu is a basis for Tehillim. Tehillim wants to be the good person who is the Baruch HaGever. But Yirmiyahu talks about the person who doesn't trust in Hashem and doesn't understand history and his life according to Hashem. V'haya ka'ar'ar ba'arava. He will be like a dried out tree in the desert. V'haya ka'ar'ar ba'arava. The word ar'ar appears in the Bible twice. Once in the curse of Yirmiyahu, you will be a dried out tree in the desert. And Tehillim says, 102, you listened to the prayer of this dry tree. Pana el tfilat ha'ar'ar. Who is this dry tree? It's nobody else than the person who at the end of the first temple period, according to Yirmiyahu, was cursed because he did not fulfill the way of Hashem. We are now back and we are not ar'ar. In the desert, we are not a tree dry anymore, a dry tree anymore in the desert. We blossom again. We will thrive and grow. He corresponds. There is a dialogue between 102 and Yirmiyahu, which is very, very obvious. And there is no way to understand, in my opinion, chapter 102 and the term Ar'ar if you don't open Yirmiyahu and talk about the dialogue. And here, I will make that very short, but would like to encourage you to understand the beauty of contextual interpretation. We studied chapter 90 at length 3 weeks ago, and we discussed that Moshe comes back at the very beginning of the fourth book, and he says, Tefillah le Moshe Ish Elohim. Believe in the Torah, there is a nature, there is a creator, and our lives are short, our years are short, we will perish, but our children, we hope they will continue. And all the words in red here, without reading them, appear in chapter 102. 102 is a continuation of chapter 90. And please pay attention. The first word is a tefillah, and the last word is komnenehu. And the last word is yikom. It's the same idea. It is worthwhile to sit and read these two mizmorim at length. Moshe taught us that Hashem is there and we have to structure our day and our life. That was a saying, a teaching from Moshe, from Har Sinai, his prayer. Chapter 102 does it. He is capable and successful. What he was encouraged to do by Moshe Rabbeinu, he's capable to do that. I would like to encourage you to read it and send me your comments. You will see the same words, but he takes it to a much higher level than what Moshe encouraged us. Chapter 102 takes it to a very, very deeper level in the first person of the prayer, of the person who prays. And he does it in a beautiful way. Back to Yerushalayim, we now Hashem, we now Moshe Rabbeinu understood what you told us to do, and Baruch Hashem, we are here. Avadecha, do it. We are avadecha, and we pray for bnehem. Look at 90:16. Yera'el avadecha po'alecha v'hadarcha al bnehem. Hopefully, our servant should see you, and the glory will be on the children. That's what we pray in chapter 102. But we take it to a deeper level, which I cannot elaborate here in more detail. But I would like to close with the three words on in chapter 102, 14. Atatakum terachem tzion, ki eit lechenana kivamo et. It's now time to have mercy with Yerushalayim. Now it's the moed, it's now the time. Moed means time. It's also Ohel Moed, where we meet. Now it's time to do that. These words that the heartbroken person of chapter of the writer of 102, who comes back with a broken heart, he says, now it's an opportunity, Hashem. Now we come back and we have to fulfill what the prophets told us to do, what King David told us in the past. Now we do it. Future is now. Ki va moed. These words, ki va moed, are very powerful. Now we do it. It's a new creation. And I would like to close with a beautiful piece from Rabbi Avraham ben Ezra. Ki va moed is, by the way, also the closing of Yedid Nefesh. V'choneini ki va moed. Ibn Ezra wrote a beautiful, beautiful palindrome. That means you can read it backwards and forwards. It says, Av el chai shemecha. Lama melech Mashiach loba. Hashem, you are our father. Your name is a living God, El Chai. Why does the Messianic King not come? Imagine, in the middle of the medieval age, Spain. De'u me'avichem ki lovosh avosh. V'shov ashuv alechem ki vamo'ed. Know from your father, from Hashem, that he will not delay and that he will return to you when the appointed time has come. You can read that backwards and forwards. Look here, Av el chai shemecha, lama melech Mashiach lo ba. De'u me'avichem ki lo bosh avosh, v'shov ashuv alechem ki va moed. These beautiful words written in the medieval age, when in Spain, Ibn Ezra was dreaming about the days to come back to Yerushalayim, to Zion, based on 102, ki va moed, atatakum terachem Zion, ki eit ki melchenana ki va moed. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a generation that we can see ki va moed in our days after the terrible first part of our chapter, the destruction, the terrible period we had the generation before of the Holocaust. We come back, that is the International Remembrance Day of the Holocaust, and to Bishvat, we should fulfill this mizmor in our life. Thank you for your attention. We summarize that I looked at the flow of 106 to 101 to 106, which we will elaborate in more detail next time. We compared Tehillim to Eicha and other books, and we spoke about the intertextuality. Next time, I want to focus on 105 to 107 and talk about the transition from this past experience and the lessons learned from the exile when we come back. And that is the topic of the next Shiur. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you so much, Rabbi Benny. This was really wonderful. We have a number of questions. I usually start at the beginning of the questions, but I think I might start in the middle of them if that's okay with you. Tehillim that we discussed. So we have the pasuk Dalet, the fourth pasuk that you quoted. So it's interesting. In some versions, I even looked it up online, and Tova said that she was looking at the Rav Cook version of the Tehillim, and it seems that one says kemo ked nicharu, and the other one says kemo ked. You had with two words, and in other places it has one word. So, firstly, does that change the meaning significantly? And secondly, do you know about these different variations?
So, what is
if you think about these terms, they appear in Sefer Megillat Eicha. I didn't bring them in my analogies in green. And the smoke is not just the smoke from any fire. I feel like the smoke of the destruction. And Atzmotai, it's a term of Eicha. So I don't remember these explanations, but I saw different approaches. I have to look it up to present it here. But what is sure, the Mizmor wants to bring us back, not that I see the smoke and I see the destruction. I am the smoke. I am the destruction. And might be I can show you this, the connection to Sefer Tehilim, to Sefer Eicha, if I find it. I have it ready here. So you will see how much it is connected. Just a moment, please. Here it is. No, it's not here. Dafkalafa, I found, I don't have it here. I have to look it up. I have to look it up. It is for sure showing I'm not only a smoke. I am the Churban in person. So I talk about a personified Churban figure who is himself representing the Churban. But the further details, I have to look it up.
Okay, excellent. Well, this led us straight to Tova's next question, which is looking for the intertextuality. How do you find it? What search engines and other tools do you use to, find the connections? Today you connected so beautifully with Eicha, and then you had, with Mizmor 102, like, What tools do you use to find all of these connections, which when you bring them out, obviously really stimulate us? And it seems so easy, but I'm sure it's not.
I have that ready for one of the introductory notes, and I would like to give you the links. But let me, and they're very, very powerful links today. In old days, we used the Concordancia, which is very tough, very, very time intense. And today we have the Responsa. I will show it to you. There is an excellent search system called Ala Torah by Hillel Novetsky, a very powerful one, which is very, very helpful to me. But I want to tell you a story. Allow me to tell you a very special story. You quoted Amos Chacham, and I had the pleasure to meet him in person. He was the first, the winner of the Chidon HaTanach. As a young child, he was a handicapped person, and he learned Tanakh by heart. Is one of the most wonderful commentators we had in the last generation. And was a very special person. His son, we studied together in the yeshiva. He lived in Efrat, and I started 10 years ago my wonderful study in Tehillim. And I learned his books, and I came to him. I asked for a visit, and it was 3 months before he passed away in Niftal. I wanted to tell him, listen, there is an amazing new approach for Sefer Tehillim. Ma kvodo choshev al zeh? What do you think about it? You write in chapter 149 that it's connected to chapter 2. And you show that there are 10 analogies between 2 and 149. It's meaningful. And I was sitting with him for an hour and a half and showed him all my handouts and all my colors and the arrows and the connections. And I got really excited. An old man sitting in his wheelchair, and he listened every word, and he listened. And at the end, he said, very interesting, I wrote in my commentary only what has to be explained. Whatever can be explained, I left it for the darshan. I left it for others. I thought I need an ambulance to get home. I was so depressed. And I made it home, and I thought, okay, Amos Chacham, 93, he doesn't read German, the new scholars.
okay, he's a great man. I learned a lot. Fine, it didn't work. Not every conversation is a success. He called me 5 days later. Tachzor elai dachuf. So everything wrong, everything okay, something wrong, physician, everything is okay. I have to tell you something very urgently. 30 minutes there later, I was there. And he was sitting on his wheelchair. And he told me, Hachokrim tzotkim. These scholars are right. Sefer Tehillim is a story, has a narrative. 5 days is a story. So I was, you know, after a severe major depressive disorder, I told him, wow, kvodo, great. And he quoted all these analogies. They're very meaningful. They are right. Wow. And afterwards, he showed me he has five, how do you say, machbarot, booklets, handwritten booklets on his wheelchair, handwritten. And he told me, badakti. I checked everything. They are right. And I was happy. I mean, really happy. King David was in the room. Believe me, King David, Ezra, everybody was in the room. Korach, Asaf, you named them. But I told him, Kvodo, how did you find that? Which search system did you use? Are you familiar with the question? Which search system did he use? And he told me the best search system I ever heard about. Stupid Benny Gesundheit, Rosh Katan's Jekke Potz from Switzerland. Which search system did Amos Chacham use? You know what he told me? My memory. He read the entire book. And this story is in itself very powerful. Amos Chacham, who was his whole life dedicated for Tanakh, made outstanding contributions to the world of Limud HaTanakh, really one of the big scholars. So carefully he reviewed it. He didn't have the privilege to read these German scholars. They didn't write it yet, and the research was not yet there. He wrote a beautiful commentary. Each chapter, his own story. No narrative. I showed it to him. 3 months later, he died. But he was at the age of 93, open to listen, to review, and to admit that there are other peoples. A Jewish scholar is not called a professor, he's called a Talmid Chacham. He remains forever a student who keeps learning. And Amos Chacham, would it be only this story, he deserves the term Chacham, because he, at the end, changed his attitude. And he said, I miss that. You should write it up. Ladies and gentlemen, here I am. It took me a few years, but we should continue and you should continue. Remember, the best search system is to read, to learn, and to read. The statistics can be very powerful. I can make major impression with my figures and statistics and the graphic up and down. At the end, the text was written for readers and not for mathematicians. So that is the best system, but I will talk to you about the search system who serve us to understand another time. It's a good story. Susan, you agree? Amos Chacham. Hem tzotkim. Agermanim tzotkim.
Wow. Amazing. That was an amazing story about you and Amos Chacham. Thank you so much for sharing it. That really was fantastic. I do have a couple more questions from Gershon. He wanted to know that in Lecha Dodi, where it says Uri was Rav Shlomo Halevi the Alkabitz, referring back to Mizmor Pei, Va'er Panecha, Va'er, it says three times Va'er, that you quoted there on that slide, Va'er Panecha, three times. So is that, do you think there's a connection there?
So the Lecha Dodi, I refer to the books I quoted you last time from Kimmelman and Chalamish. And I'm happy I have some of the material, quite a lot, is already on the Tfilah website. Uri is written Kiva Orech. Uri is written once with the Ayin, wake up, get up. And that is quoting Shirat Dvorah, Shoftim 5. And once it is Yeshayahu, I think 60 or 61, where it says Ukiva Orech. You should wake up because your light is there. In he, there is no way to translate Uri with the ayin, wake up, after we said hit na ari, get rid of all the dust and the dirt, get rid, hit na ari, Uri, and I think Shlomo Al-Kabetz is quoting both Shirat Bora and also Yeshayahu. I have to check the connection to Mizmor Pei. I don't remember that that is the leading connection, but there might be many, many underlying connections which are all true together.
Okay, very nice. Thank you so much. And the other thing that Gershon pointed out, I'm not sure if you had mentioned it, was that Kili Olam Chasto is written 26 times and Yud Kei Vav Kei is equals the number of 26.
Yes. So we come to 120, 136. We have to wait another 6 weeks at least. You will see how the crescendo of the Hallel will come to the highlight in 126. And I quoted before Yedid Nefesh, because it ends with V'choneni Kiva Moed. The beginning letters of the four units in Yedid Nefesh are Yud Kei Vav Kei. It doesn't mean necessarily that God wrote it. So it's not like Shlomo HaLevi, he wrote it, or Ibn Ezra wrote it. But what does it tell us? That the writer of Yedid Nefesh is so strongly connected or identifies himself with Hashem that Hu v'Kodesh Baruch Hu is one. That's exactly what the last Hallel says. Ki le'olam chaso, whatever you wanted, whatever you did, whatever you gave us, Ani v'ho hoshiana, we are all together. The number 26 is just a numerical support to say what you did and what we do, we are one. So that is a very good point. We will come to 120, 130. That's not the last word I wanted to say, to Halela Gadol. So we will talk about that when we get there. And I want you, if you have time, to compare the Halel units. This Halel has another context and the message than the previous one. We'll leave that for later.
Excellent. Thank you so very much. What a beautiful note to end the shiur. So thank you, Rav Benny, and thank you everyone for joining. And we look forward to seeing you next week.
Thank you very much. I wish everybody that this chapter 102 should be part of our life, to understand the first part of the destruction and to have the power to continue. This week, a wonderful person, Moshe Moshkovitz, Moshko, was niftar, born in Pressburg, and he lost his family, a big part of the family in the Holocaust, who came to Gush Etzion. He built the yeshiva, was part of the yeshiva. And I think, when I think about these people, my parents, the other generations who survived, the other people of this generation, we live in a miraculous generation where we have, on one hand, the destruction, and we have the zchut to rebuild. I hope that everybody should be successful to learn from these people, Moshkovitz, Zichrono Livracha, and from Mizmor 102, how to integrate that for our lives.